The province has announced recipients of its 2024 community gaming grants, and nonprofit groups in the North Okanagan, Shuswap and Kootenays are benefiting. This year, $5.2 million will be shared among 62 organizations for capital projects that improve quality of life in BC communities. 15 new capital project grants were awarded in the interior for a total of $1.5 million. Not-for-profit organizations provide valuable services that help make life better for British Columbians, said Ann Kong, Minister of Municipal Affairs. Through the community gaming grants, my ministry is supporting organizations to acquire essential equipment and undertake renovations, whether it's replacing a worn-out soccer field or refinishing a youth center, so that they can continue to better support strong and vibrant communities in BC. In Vernon, nurses and patients at the North Okanagan Hospice House are among the people who will benefit from gaming grants, as the North Okanagan Hospice Society received $250,000 to renovate the nursing station and staff service areas, on top of upgrading the security system to create a safer space for nurses and patients in the medication and consultation rooms. As a nurse, the safety and comfort of staff and patients is always my top priority, said Harwinder Sandhu, MLA for Vernon Menashe. I am so proud that our government recognizes that and continues to help nonprofits like the North Okanagan Hospice Society to pay for large projects that create more space and better security in our healthcare facilities. I have seen firsthand the importance and great impacts of services provided by the amazing team at the North Okanagan Hospice Society. The Vernon Pickleball Association also received a $250,000 grant to construct a new building called the Herman House next to its state-of-the-art pickleball complex. The new building will include a reception center, footwear changing area, washrooms, office space and a meeting room. In the Kootenays, the Rossland Historical Museum and Archives Association is getting $250,000 for renovations and accessibility improvements at the museum. The Nelson Civic Theatre Society will receive $225,841 for theatre renovations and equipment, while $94,588 is going towards upgrading the ice plant at the Nelson Curling Club. The Shuswap Children's Association in Salmon Arm will also have $230,000 to work with for renovations and construction. The funding is part of $140 million provided annually to BC nonprofits. The grants help about 5,000 organizations deliver ongoing programs and services. Nonprofit organizations provide programs and services that people count on, helping them with affordable housing, healthcare, community safety, the cost of living and more, said Megan Dykeman, Parliamentary Secretary for Community Development and Nonprofits. These grants are vital because they support projects that make the amazing work nonprofits do in our communities possible. The full list of grant recipients for this round of funding is available online. Read more. North Okanagan Arts, Culture Organizations Benefit from Funding. Read more. Grand Opening Set for North Okanagan Shuswap Rail Trail Section.